The challenges of motherhood and illness drove one woman to punk rock. She's the lead singer of the band Housewives on Prozac. Kim Kokich has this profile.
Joy Rose is a pretty, suburban, 47-year-old mother of four with an edge.
Come now, my children, gather around. Hush now, my darlings, don't make a sound. Your mama loves you. She loves you. Now what do you say? Well, a thanks would be nice, but no.
No, no.
Her name perfectly describes her personality. Joy Rose is a colorful, exuberant, fast-talking woman of a certain age.
I love being a mom, and I loved being a mom at home. Yeah, I think that 10 years was really the happiest time of my life, to be honest.
Rose says that as a child, she was a Julie Andrews wannabe, so she studied theater in college, an appropriate outlet for her buoyant personality. After college, she became the lead singer in a punk parody band, Peter and the Girlfriends.
I was Peter, the guys were the girlfriends, and I don't know, we were just mixing it up out for some fun and singing songs that kind of reflected the society around us, which at that time was heavily punk rock.
They played the New York club scene and did well enough to make a music video for MTV, which is where she met her future husband, who was one of its producers. She fell in love, and then at 32, Rose decided to leave music behind to start a family. She describes herself at that time as a happy baby pig. She was having a blast raising her first three children in Soho in New York City, but by the time her fourth child was on its way, Rose and her husband decided to move to a nearby suburb.
That four-flight walk up in Soho and that artist life just became really tired with all those trikes and baby backpacks and lugging toys up and down the stairs.
Soon after, Joy Rose gave birth to a little girl. But instead of recovering quickly, she grew weaker by the day.
10 days after she was born, I was brought to the emergency room. At that point, very close to the brink. And in the emergency room was diagnosed with SLE, which is a lupus. And I had a very advanced case. My kidney doctor likens it to sort of being hit by a Mack truck. If I made the trip from the bed to the kitchen, it would take me a week to recover, and I'm not exaggerating.
Rose's case of lupus, a debilitating autoimmune disease, kept her in and out of hospitals for the next 3 years. That period gave her plenty of time to think and consider what was right in her life and what was wrong. What was wrong, Rose says, was that she'd forgotten herself by being completely immersed in her children without showing them who she really was. So while undergoing yet another round of intravenous chemotherapy, Rose composed her first song.
I come to sit, I watch it drip, I watch it fall, and that's not all. I feel the pain,
I feel the pain,
begin again,
begin again.
I feel the burn,
I feel the burn,
I feel the burn.
I was in a great deal of pain, and yet I was also walking around in my army boots with my bald head and red lipstick saying, no party, no wine, no chocolate, no fun, no hair. And as my songs developed, so did my sense of humor and my willingness to really let myself be wild and free and not, you know, a pretty girl and who cares anymore. And now I will dress up in that laminated cereal box dress, and I will wear the beehive wig, and I don't care if I sound good all the time. And, you know, life just became much more of this wild, frenzied, fun, ecstatic celebration, which my band is.
Just a little something to cure all your ills. Just a little.
Rose named her new band Housewives on Prozac because for her, music was just the thing she needed.
Makes you wonder, but to make you fine. You look in the mirror, it's quarter to nine. You've got to hurry, you're gone.
So she found her bandmates in all sorts of places.
I would just go to parties and interview people, or go to church and, you know, grab the church organist to sing harmony with me for a while, and another daddy who played guitar for a while. And as the vision kept getting bigger and my vocabulary for writing kept getting better, I wanted to write about everything in domestic life. I wanted to write about the babies. I wanted to write about what it was to be in the kitchen. I wanted to write about what it was to feel passionate towards your spouse or not passionate towards your spouse.
I wipe my baby's chin with my college diploma and wonder, how did I ever get here?
Tell me about it still.
I take the gold record off the wall from 1983. I crack open the plexiglass and declare an emergency.
Housewives on Prozac played local clubs and word got around. Rose clearly touched a nerve and began hearing from women all over the country who were eager to join what Rose calls the movement for domestically themed music. These are ordinary moms who rock, who are not married to superstars or were former superstars themselves. Groups such as the My Dolls, Frump, and Motherlode Trio began forming in attics and garages, performing in their neighborhoods, and making their own CDs. So 4 years ago, Joy Rose started Mamapalooza, a music and arts festival held each spring. She wanted to showcase the creativity in everyday mothers around the country.
Since they've all gotten out there, gotten press for themselves, are doing a bang-up job of creating their own domestic noise, we've all been able to bond together and send out a really positive message in unity.
For NPR News, I'm Kim Kokich.
To learn more about Housewives on Prozac, Joy Rose, and the Mamapalooza Festival, you can go to npr.org.